the world. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Biden administration appears to be trying to clear up any confusion about where the United States and NATO allies stand on a potential Russian invasion of Ukraine. We get more from AP's Sagar Magani.
President Biden's been heavily criticized for saying yesterday the response would depend on what Russia does.
It's one thing if it's a minor incursion and then we end up having to fight about what to do and not do, etc.
That worried both Ukraine and NATO members. In Germany, Secretary of State Antony Blinken went to great pains in saying if any Russian military forces move into Ukraine and commit new aggression,
that will be met with a swift, severe united response.
Blinken will meet tomorrow with his Russian counterpart, but says not to expect any quick resolution to what he describes as a moment of great urgency for the world. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russia and China have blocked the UN Security Council from imposing sanctions on five North Korean officials in response to Pyongyang's recent ballistic missile tests. The United States, which sought to impose penalties over their roles in the country's missile program, said failure to approve the sanctions gave North Korea a blank check. The U.S. also failed to get the council to approve a brief press statement at an emergency council meeting Thursday, recalling that such launches violate council resolutions and strongly urging Pyongyang to comply with its council obligations and engage in dialogue. Diplomats said that China opposed a statement. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose to the highest level in 3 months as the fast-spreading Omicron variant disrupted the job market. Jobless claims rose for the third straight week by 55,000.